You know, these little stores that you can go, they're real easy to go drive into and just get out and get something. What would you call a store like that?
Their names are the 7-Eleven, the Swanee mm-hmm. Swifty. Mm-hmm. They're little shopping stores.
Mm-hmm. Say if there were one in, if you live near a Swanee Swifty or something and you weren't sure what the name was, could you tell somebody, say, to run down to the, what would you say?
Run down to the 7-Eleven, they'd know. It's like a little store that has things, but not a lot.
And you call that a 7-Eleven store most of the time?
That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Magic Mark. They have different names.
Mm-hmm. If it were Magic Mark, if you told somebody to run down to the 7-Eleven, would they understand what you're talking about?
They would run to the nearest one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What would be the name that you would call most of them? What would be the most likely name if you knew there
Junior
was,
Food Store?
If you knew there was one of these little stores around and you didn't know which one it was, what would be the most likely name you'd call it? Or the most, what would be the most common of these kind of stores?
Junior Food Store, all of them.
Uh-huh. Would you have a special store that you could, if you went shopping for special foods, cooked meats and vegetable salads and kind of expensive prepared foods, mm-hmm. You could find them there. What would you call them?
In the deli.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things would people have in their kitchen to heat food?
Stoves, electric ranges.
Mm-hmm. Would you have anything that you could maybe fry chicken in or something like that on top of your stove?
Fry pan.
Would you have one on top of the stove that you wouldn't have to cut the stove on? Maybe you could plug it in or something?
Microwave oven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother. They're nice.
Is there a coin-operated self-service laundry, say, around here?
Yes. My father used to have one, but he mm-hmm. remodeled it and made it a men's store.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have one in the mall.
What would you call one?
The laundromat.
Where would you throw clothes, if, say, throw dirty clothes or something like that? In your house, if you just want to throw them and collect them?
In the clothes basket, a place set aside.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to clean the rug with?
Carpet cleaner.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call something you might do like this over the rug?
The vacuum cleaner?
What would you call the thing that collects the dust in the vacuum cleaner?
The bag. Vacuum bag. Mm-hmm.
What would you call, if you were going to mop, what would you use?
A mop.
Uh-huh. And you might, what would you keep water in?
The sink. Hot bucket.
You say you live on a farm with your husband?
Yes. Well, we live in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big farm out mm-hmm. around. You go down the road and here's some pigs. You go down the road and here's a uh-huh. field.
Uh-huh.
You go down the road a little bit more and
mm-hmm.
Cows yeah. and chickens.
Is it pretty difficult for him to farm with working as a fireman too?
No. The firemen, they work 24 hours and they're off 48.
Mm-hmm.
So he works one day and he's off 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he farms with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just living in a trailer right now. And he's out there helping his father and all.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's, if he